Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow starts now.
Well, here we are, and good morning. It's Tuesday, August 16th. Welcome to our little Wisconsin coffee break. I'm Pat Kreitlow, along with Luke Mathers. At 8:15, candidate for Congress Dick Ostman. At 9:15, candidate for State Senate Bob Look. And as always, we begin with a little bit of crossfire from Stevie Ray Vaughan, because that's how a lot of us feel, day by day, watching things fly back and forth all around us. Those of us who would just like a nice, peaceful life up here on the lake or wherever you are in the United States, but that is not the world in which we live right now. So people are going to be flinging stuff at us. We're going to fling it back, maybe put a little truth on it along the way. We were alerted to a missing persons case that caused a little consternation in Wisconsin yesterday. A Connecticut man, Tim Michaels, apparently went missing for a time. There were some Republican dinners and events over the weekend. It appears just about everybody attended these things except the person running for governor of Wisconsin. From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday, members of Wisconsin's GOP party ticket spoke Sunday at the Republican Party of Dane County's Lincoln Reagan dinner. The man at the top was noticeably absent. Since winning the Republican gubernatorial primary on August 9th, Tim Michaels has made only one appearance at the Wisconsin State Fair. Over the weekend, Michaels' campaign staffers tweeted they were in Grant County, and they said they were in Seymour, and they said they'd gone from Kenosha to Janesville to Milwaukee, but Michaels himself was not there, and staff did not immediately answer questions about where Michaels had been. And so the story was put up. There was some speculation, much of it rooted on, you know, guy's got to go check on his mansion in Connecticut, or maybe his penthouse or a condo in New York City. Then lo and behold, just shortly after the Journal Sentinel published their story, Tim Michaels was found. He is alive and well, and he was going door to door in the Milwaukee area, something a candidate for governor does not normally do. So somehow or another, he emerged from wherever he was. He showed up based on the photos that he posted on Twitter. He was in a bar, and he was at a baseball game in Franklin for the Milwaukee Milkmen. So he's out and about, but Luke, were you part of the search party at all? Or,
well, I mean, I feel bad for the man. If he was homesick, I believe Milwaukee would have been the best location for him to hop on a quick flight back to Connecticut, breathe in some of that ocean air, and then come back to Milwaukee and be seen knocking on doors and going to a Milkman game potentially. That would be my guess.
And look, the one of the lines given was he had just had this, you know, bruising, exhausting primary. He gets a little time off. I agree. Take the time off. Just, you know, be upfront about it. We have this tendency lately of candidates or elected officials, you know, just flat out disappearing. And you'd think, if we learned nothing else from Mark Sanford's little foray onto the Appalachian Trail, is, you know, be a little upfront. But instead you had Montana's Republican governor a couple of weeks back after that tremendous flooding in the Yellowstone area. He was nowhere to be found for days. Went on vacation, turned out to be in Europe, but, you know, didn't tell anybody. That doesn't do anybody any favors, you know. Just let us know where you are. Yeah, and you don't have to, like, give the exact address or anything like that, but don't, when you go AWOL, you invite that sort of speculation. And next thing you know, whatever, you know, meetings you were going to go to with donors or whoever, suddenly you have to drop those and be photographed at a baseball game. And that's, again, I've said before, Tim Michaels is not exactly running the most polished campaign. There have been the flip-flops, there have been gaffes. Now he's dropping out of sight, you know, for days on end. I think we're going to see more of this. And, you know, again, it's not money enough is not going to buy you an election, a general election. It can get you a primary, But, you know, the general is a different matter. I mentioned that we're going to be talking to Dick Ostman, the Democratic candidate for Congress in the 7th District. He's running against Tom Tiffany, a Republican up here. And Tiffany has once again managed to find a way to take the position that is most hostile to American democracy. And we've talked before about Tiffany essentially disqualifying himself from office by supporting a Texas lawsuit to overturn the will of Wisconsin voters. He has voted multiple times, you know, with Putin's Russia and against, you know, America and Ukraine. Now, in the latest, he is one of only 18 Republican members of Congress who have sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland demanding not just some information about the Trump search warrants, all of the information, you know, no matter what may come out, no matter how much it may harm criminal investigations that are going on. The letter to Christopher Wray, the Trump appointed director of the FBI, asks for, you know, just a few things like all documents and communication related to the execution of the search warrant, all documents and communication relating to the decision to seek a search warrant, all documents and communication relating to the use of confidential human sources. In other words, Tom Tiffany and this handful of Republican members of Congress are saying to the FBI, we want you to rat out everybody so that nothing bad happens to Donald Trump. I don't know how else to put this, except that it's something shameful, even by Tom Tiffany standards. We'll talk to the guy running against him, Dick Ostman, coming up next. You're up north.